The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nazir Daf Tes. The Gemara says that there's an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a person who said, Harini Nazir Min Agregris Min Advela. That Beis Shammai says that he becomes a Nazir, and Beis Hillel says he doesn't become a Nazir. And the Gemara explains that part of the dispute hinges upon whether or not it's possible to be shoyel on hektish. When a person declares something to be hektish, is it possible for the person then to come and say, I made a mistake, and I really shouldn't have made it hektish, and go through the process of shayla on hektish, just like a person would be able to be shoyel on a neder and nullify the neder, so too a person would be able to nullify the hektish through the process of shayla. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that a person doesn't have the ability to nullify hektish through this process of shayla. So Tosfos asks a question right over here that the discussion of shayla usually is about a situation where the person actually regrets having made the neder in the first place. And he comes in front of the Chachamim and he tells them that he made a neder and he regrets it. And the Chachamim allow him to nullify the neder. But in this situation, the person has no regrets at all. The person said, Harini Nazir, and then he says, Min HaGregris. So what does that have to do with Shiloh? The person didn't come to the Chachamim in front of three Chachamim and say that I am Mischaret, I regret the fact that I made myself a Nazir in the first place. So the person just said, Harini Nazir, and then he concludes, Min HaGregris. Why would we read into that some sort of Shiloh on the Neder of Nazirus, and also the person is not coming to the Chachamim? So Tosfos says that the Gemara means to compare the idea of backtracking, toich kedei dibur, immediately after you said something, to the idea of shayla. That we find a concept in the Torah called chazara toich kedei dibur. Many things which are accomplished through dibur, through words, a person is able to retract the words, toich kedei dibur, within a very short amount of time after he said the words. The amount of saying Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri, that amount of time, a person has the opportunity to retract the words that he made. So Tosfos says the Gemara's intention is to compare the idea of retracting words to the idea of shayla, and only the type of thing which one would be able to be shayla on, that type of thing a person could be chayzer teichdei dibur, but something that a person cannot do shaylon, he cannot nullify through the process of shayla, a person also doesn't have the opportunity to retract it teich deidibur immediately after he said it. So that's the comparison of the Gemara. And therefore, since Beis Shammai hold ein shayla behektish, they also would hold that even though he concluded his statement harini nazir, and immediately he says min agregris, which would seem to be a retraction of what he said when he said harini nazir, because it's impossible to become a nazir of gregris. So if a person says harini nazir min agregris, the min agregris is seen as a retraction of the statement harini nazir. But since they're of the opinion that ein shayla behektish, so too the retraction teich deidibur would also not take effect, and the first statement of harini nazir would stand. The Ktzais uses this statement of Tosfos to answer a very, very shverer Rambam. There's two Mishnayis in Tmura. One Mishnah says, the two Mishnayis discuss two similar cases, and the Mishnayis bring down an argument between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi how to pass in these cases. One case is where a person says on an animal that it should be Tmura of Oila, and it should be Tmura of a Shlomim. The person, there's a concept called tmura. If a person has a carbon, the kedusha of that carbon could be transferred to another animal through the concept of tmura. And the result would be that both animals would be considered kodshim. So if a person says on an animal, harezu tmuras oila, tmura shlamim, this animal should be both a tmuras oila and a tmura shlamim, there's an argument between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi what that law is. Rameir says that since the first thing that happens is Tmuras Ayla. Once the animal gets the din of Tmuras Ayla, it's impossible for the Kedusha of Tmuras Shlamim to take hold of the animal. So therefore, since the first thing he said was Tmuras Ayla, the Tmuras Ayla Chalois remains, and the Tmuras Shlamim Chalois does not take effect at all. Rabbi Yossi says that no. Since, if the person says that my intention was to say Tumuras Oila and Tumuras Shlamim. From the get-go, it's just that I wasn't able to say both of them at the same time. Then the halacha is that both Tumuras will take effect, and the animal will be considered half Tumuras Oila and half Tumuras Shlamim. Rabbi Yossi holds that Af the Gemara Dvar of Adam Nitfas. So, there's another mission over there that has a similar argument about when a person declares something to have two types of hektish. Not talking about tomorrow, two types of hektish. And the same argument is mirrored in that Mishnah that Rav Meir holds that the first statement that he makes takes effect, and Rav Yossi holds that both statements take effect together. The Rambam says that the reason why Rav Yossi's din only applies to a case where the person had originally intended to say Harizu Tumuras Oila and then say Tumuras Shlamim. But Rabbi Yossi says that where a person originally intended to say Tumuras Oila and then he changed his mind and says Tumuras Shlamim, Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rameyer that the first thing takes effect and not the second thing. Says the Rambam, why wouldn't we say that when he says this, when he changes his mind and says Tumuras Shlamim, that retraction would nullify the first statement of Tumuras Oila, just like we find all over that a person can nullify a statement Teifzei Dibur. So Rambam says, because in Hektish and in Tumura, we say that Teifzei Dibur does not work. That means the retraction, Teifzei Dibur, does not take effect. That's what the Rambam says. So the Shach in Chayshim Mishpat Siman Reish Nun Hey asks a question on this Rambam. He says that the Rambam contradicts a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that the Gemara in Baba Kama asks, how could you tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds Teich Dei Dibur Kadibur Dami, that a retraction of Teich Dei Dibur will work Teich Dei Dibur? Don't we know that Rabbi Yossi says in this Mishnah that we just mentioned that if a person says Tumuras Oila and then he changes his mind and says Tumuras Shlamim, that retraction won't work? So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds Teich Dei Dibur is not Kadibur Dami. Answers the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi is talking about a different type of Teich Dei Dibur. Rabbi Yossi holds that Teich Dei Dibur works only within the time frame of 3 words, but within the time frame of 4 words, Teich Dei Dibur will not be a valid retraction. In other words, Rabbi Yossi argues about the technicalities of how large Teich Dei Dibur is. But Rabbi Yossi agrees in principle to the idea of retraction Teich Dei Dibur. So how could the Rambam come and say that the reason why Rabbi Yossi says that the retraction of Tumuras Shlamim does not work if he's changing his mind is because Rabbi Yossi disputes the entire concept of Teich Dei Dibur Kadibur Dami, when the Gemara says explicitly that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Teich Dei Dibur, he just argues on how big Teich Dei Dibur is. Answers the Ktois that the Rambam held that this Gemara in Baba Kama, true, the Gemara in Baba Kama says that Rabbi Yossi agrees that a retraction of Teich Dei Dibur will be a valid retraction, but the Rambam held that Gemara is not Lalacha, because there's another Gemara not like that. Which Gemara? Our Gemara in Nazir. Since our Gemara in Nazir says, according to the way Teich explains, that the whole concept of retracting something Teich Dei Dibur is based on the fact that a person could do Shaila, that a person could nullify something through the process of Shaila, so how could the Gemara say the reason that Rabbi Yossi says that retraction does not work only because it's lachar kadei dibur, but teich dei dibur, if it's within the framework of teich dei dibur, the retraction would work. How could the Gemara say that in Baba Kama, if we know from the Gemara in Tmura that the concept of shaila doesn't apply to Tmura? The Gemara says in Tmura that Tmura betos, even if you make a mistake when you're making the chalois of Tmura, that tumura will take effect, even though it's by mistake. So certainly, a shiloh, the process of shiloh, where a person comes to the rav and says, to three rabbanim and says, that I was a mistake that I made the tumura in the first place, certainly that idea of shiloh will not be effective for the chalois of tumura, and will not be able to nullify the chalois of tumura. So if it can't nullify the chalois of tumura, so we should draw a comparison and say that teich dei dibur also should not be able to nullify the chalois of tumura. If so, so when Rabbi Yossi said that changing your mind after you said Tumuras Oila will not help, he must have meant, in the case of Tumura at least, that even Teich Dei Dibur Katan, even the smaller Teich Dei Dibur, a person will not be able to retract what he said by Tumura. And if that's what he meant by Tumura, then the Rambam felt that he certainly means that by Hektish too. So that, therefore, the Rambam proved, because of these two ideas, that it must be that Rabbi Yossi, that the Gemara in Nazir disputes the claim of the Gemara in Baba Kama, even though the Gemara in Baba Kama is of the opinion that Rabbi Yossi holds that a person could retract Teich Dei Dibur as long as it's the right amount of Teich Dei Dibur. The Gemara in Nazir would dispute that. The Gemara in Nazir would hold that according to Rabbi Yossi, the retraction of Teich Dei Dibur doesn't take effect at all by Hektish. By Tmura, we understand why. The reason by Tmura would be because since Shaila doesn't work by Tmura, so too retraction Teich Dei Dibur wouldn't work. However, by Hektish, the Rambam said, it must be that there's a new reason, and that reason would be because Hektish is such a serious thing that a person is Goymer Das completely, and when a person does a serious action that he's Goymer Das completely for, so then retraction Teich Dei Dibur will not work. Teich Dei Dibur only works when the chalois that the person created was not such a serious chalois, so we could say that he left himself the amount of time of Teich Dei Dibur to retract. However, when the person makes a very serious chalois, we assume that the person was completely Geimer Das right away, and he didn't leave himself that window of retraction of Teich Dei Dibur. So therefore, the Rambam held that Teich Dei Dibur never is effective by Hektish to retract the chalois.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.